a world where geeking out never looked so good. Two incredibly sexy men will rise for your auditory pleasure. Wancho and Vibe. Keeping up with the Geek Bros.
What's going on in a beautiful day today? It's not beautiful at all because it's cold right now. It's episode number 22 and or 22. What's going on, guys? What's going on? This is Wancho.
This is Vibe.
And we are here to talk a lot about stuff. Yo, I just lost my train of thought right there. Vibe, you disconcentrated me, man.
I disconcentrated you? That's not a word.
Bro, can you stay still? I'm trying to focus here, trying to get the intro going, you know, trying to get us pumped.
And this is what you get for making us do a podcast days later than we're supposed
to. Hold on, time out. It's not my fault. It's your hamster army that you have running your studio that's causing a havoc.
It's not my fault.
You updated your Adobe. You didn't tell the hamsters to update it, and they went and messed up our sound system or whatever, mic system.
It was a mess.
So, you got them under control?
Well, we're recording.
Yes, all right. So, I'm pretty sure he got them under control. So, Vibe, what's going on in your life?
Well, what's going on in my life?
We're about to get personal up in here.
It's nonsense.
How was your weekend?
Last weekend was pretty simple because we're filming. It's funny because
so
we're
going to
say, how was your weekend? I mean, podcasting this weekend.
Do you even podcast, bro?
So, no, it was a simple weekend editing. I got a couple of things out and that was pretty much it. I didn't do anything and it felt fantastic. How was your weekend?
Absolutely did nothing.
Good.
Yeah, that's it.
Good. We suck at life.
Yeah, we really do much. Pretty much.
Cool.
So I was going on with Geek Girls and Geek Bros.
Geek Bros, last you guys heard from us, we released the the Avengers Infinity War.
Which are up to 13K views.
13,000 views in 1 week. If you haven't watched it, you should.
It's good.
Okay.
The shenanigans are still
177
there.
Likes, 27... comments. I'm not even going to talk about dislikes. Who cares? Like 7 or 8. I don't know. 12. But it's actually pretty good. So now that apparently this is a thing, we will be spinning off trailer reactions as to a totally different web series. It won't be a Geek Bros web series. It'll be more like a Vibe Studios web series where characters from all the shows will be appearing and we'll just watch random trailers and react to them. We'll Very tell true. You more about it next time when I finally get an idea, a name, and a title. But coming up, though, we will be doing the reaction to Jurassic Park 2 trailer. We're going to be filming that actually with the cast
right after this,
Fallen Kingdom. with Geek Girls still in hiatus right now, we're still working on the crossover event. It's coming up soon, but every time I try and work on these backlog videos, something new pops up. We do have coming up soon for Geek Bros, the countdown to The Last Jedi. We filmed 2 of the 4 episodes already. If you joined the Geek Bros fan page or the Geek Bros Instagram, you'll have seen... No, maybe not the Instagram. I don't think you put it up there. On the Geek Bros fan page on Facebook, you will see a nice screenshot of the lovely Cinema 4D logo that
Cinema
I created
4D.
Just for the countdown. Yeah, it says Geek Bros The Last Jedi.
I haven't posted on the Instagram because I still have not gotten the video to preview it.
What video?
The Cinema 4 video.
You don't need a Cinema 4 video. You just need the screenshot that I
yeah,
get.
Yeah, you. Oh, very true. But exactly. It doesn't open up nicely.
It does open up nicely. No, it opens up nicely all the time. That's what she said.
Family podcast.
So stay tuned for all of that. Got fantastic things coming up, and it's great. So, on that note, Wancho, what brings us here today?
It's a special podcast. We are just going to go straight into the news. The important news. Like, Wancho and Vibe suck at picking video game awards.
I didn't do anything.
Decisions. So, yes, we are horrible at that. We have open mic discussion topics
as
Star Wars sex toys. Rian Johnson to bring back someone special to vibe.
Did you say Star Wars sex toys?
Yes.
This is a family podcast.
EA, new update to help the crybabies. The UFC 2018 stream through Twitch. Rian Reynolds. Pokemon Go update. You better watch our Jurassic Park reaction video. Coming soon. And Disney and 20th Century Fox, which Vibe is vibing right now about it. Vibe?
What am I doing?
Give us a fresh scent.
Well, whatever happened to, whatever happened to
your laptop? I left my computer, yeah. Don't judge me.
I don't judge you.
I left
it. So, just say something, and I'll just say...
Fresh scent! Time to the fresh scent for the delicious smelling fresh scent.
Fresh scent.
All right, so comic book news. Bendis is gone now. Bendis was gone.
Bendis?
Bendis, the writer for Marvel. You know how he left, jumped ship, and went to DC?
Okay.
I talked about it in a podcast previously before. Axel Alonso is also gone. CB Cebulski has been promoted to Marvel comic book editor-in-chief effective November 17, 2017. In my opinion, since he took reign in 2011, Marvel comic books have been a disaster. I hope with this change, we will see a better Marvel, a Marvel of its original roots. CB Cebulski, if you guys don't know, it's the guy who actually made himself believe that he was a Japanese writer.
Okay, was he a ghostwriter,
He was writing, but he was writing as a Japanese writer. He had a Japanese name and everything.
Okay.
So he came out, this was me, so. Marvel's having their offices shaken up a little bit, and so that's actually a good thing. When a company goes through that, it actually tends to be a good thing. If they do it right. See? In more comic book news, DC suspends Eddie Berganza, editor over sexual harassment. He was a writer and editor on DC's top characters, including Superman, Green Lantern, and Wonder Woman. There goes her sexual harassment, taking another one in the comic book industry.
I think she was like, taking another one in the butt or something. I don't know. I was like, where is he going with this? I'm sorry. Family podcast.
So, there we go again. Another sexual harassment story. I'm pretty sure, by the end of the time the sexual harassment virus passes through, we're going to have no one in
the industry. I'm going to say there's going to be nobody. I mean, they're cleaning house, and it's out of the woodwork, everybody, okay? Like I told you, I'm quite sure eventually you're going to hear the news that one of us... made that decision on the other person. I'm just saying, that's how random it's happening across the board.
It's really random.
Everywhere. Politics,
you guys even sexual harass, bro? Just cut it out.
I mean,
cut it out.
It's not a problem.
Be professional. It's a professional work environment. Just like it's a family podcast.
True.
So, video games are this week. Since, the week's over, I am not going to disclose what video games are this week. So, what we're going to do is we're going to announce the winners of the Video Game Awards 2017.
2017.
So, Video Game of the Year Award, it's Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. Best Role-Playing Game, Persona 5. Best Esports Player, Faker.
What?
Yeah, Faker is a.
I thought you were. Okay.
Best Sport Racing Game, Forza Motor 7. Best Sports. Yeah, that's it. Best Performance, Milena Juggers.
Milena what?
Milena
Juggers?
Juggers.
Let me see. Juergens? Can I see?
Yes.
Friggin' freak. Let me see. Huh?
That's the girl that we liked.
Yeah.
The one with the eyeballs.
Juergens.
Yeah, Juergens.
Juergens.
Not Jarka. Yeah. All right, besides that. Moving forward. Best esports game, Overwatch. Trending Game Award, God B. Best score and soundtrack, Nier Automata. Best action adventure, Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. Best Studio Game Direction, Nintendo Entertainment and Nintendo Company. Best Game Award for the Most Anticipated Game, The Last of Us Part 2. Best Family Game, Super Mario Odyssey. Best VR Game, Resident Evil 7 Biohazard. Best Fighting Game, Injustice 2. Best Independent Game, Cuphead. Best Action Game. Wolfenstein 2, The Lost, The New Colossus. Best Art Direction. Cuphead.
Why do you say it like that?
Best Narrative, What Remains of Edith Finch. Best Multiplayer Game, Players Unknown Battlegrounds. Best Strategy Game, Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle. Best Debut Indie Game, Cuphead.
Cuphead.
Best Mobile Game, Monument Valley 2.
You know we're going to get an email from them saying that you guys aren't pronouncing our property properly.
Hey, that means someone is listening to our family podcast.
Family show.
Games of Impact
Definitely
Award.
Definitely not, guys. This is an inside joke,
Hellblade,
just so you know.
Son of Sacrifice. Best Audio Design, Hellblade, Son of Sacrifice. Best Esports Team, Cloud9. Best Ongoing Game, Overwatch. Best Chinese Game, JX3 HD.
It was the best Chinese game?
Yeah, we couldn't pick on that one.
Oh, we couldn't pick because we're not
Best Handheld Game.
Because we're not Chinese.
Metroid Samus Returns. Best Student Game, Level Squared. And those are the announcements. So, there's something there that I don't know if you guys were following there. Nintendo took it home this year.
Nintendo didn't make Cuphead.
No, but you have Zelda 1, Mario Odyssey 1. Zelda won 2 of the awards.
Right.
Mario Odyssey won the best family game, and the best company won was Nintendo. There's 5 awards Nintendo won. And at the same time, they announced that they're going to have exclusive Bayonetta 3, exclusive to the Switch. They announced that finally their release of the Breath of the Wild's Champions Ballad that same night. On January, Nintendo has their Direct. What are we expecting for Nintendo? They're done. Their gloves are off and they're already punching people left and right. They're not taking any names. They're just chopping heads off and that's it. And taking names on afterwards.
Okay, chopping heads off.
Yes.
So gotcha.
Nintendo is on the run. They're doing something crazy.
No, this is their third renaissance or whatever. They unlike many different studios and many different companies, they learn from their mistakes and they're doubling down on what works and they're hammering
home. They're not doing any doubling.
Don't count them out. That's it.
They're not doing any doubling. They're triple up. I'm a big Nintendo Switch man now. Like, I love my Nintendo Switch.
Do you?
I do. Yes, I do.
You sure about that?
I'm positive. It's a wonderful thing.
I disagree.
Why are you hating, bro? So, you know what time it is? Open mic.
I thought we were already in open mic.
No, that was video games of the news. Oh. Open mic discussion.
Open mic.
Star Wars and vibrators. There's a brand new set of Star Wars sex toys. For example, we have the Darth vibrator. I'm showing vibe on my phone.
That's actually pretty cool.
There's the R2-V2 vibrator. There's the Vibe Trooper vibrator.
That looks like an alien, though, doesn't it? Like, there's no, like, the face doesn't see anything.
The Han Solo penetrable. That would be a flashlight, equivalent to a flashlight.
Oh. What's the whips? I'm sorry.
A C3 plug.
Can we stop for a minute? Why would anybody want a carbonite Han Solo as a penetrable?
I don't know.
That's not... I mean, if it's Slave Leia, I understand. But
it's Han Solo. You wouldn't want to penetrate.
That doesn't turn me on. I mean, he's a handsome man, but...
Blue LED laser sword vibrator dildo. The green LED.
That's no brainer.
The red LED.
That's the red. Is that a
flocker?
The lightsaber whip.
Yep.
Oh.
A lightsaber flocker.
Okay.
And a space station ball gag.
A Death Star ball gag. Wow. That's pretty interesting.
Someone's gonna be exploding
dinosaurs. But hell's the thing though. You know, Disney has to license these things.
I'm pretty sure that's why the name changed. Darth Vibrator.
You see what I'm saying? But I'm just saying that Disney had to license this. So I want you guys to know this. Disney licensed these things out too. So,
we have not licensed any of this.
I told you that article said that it wasn't good for kids anymore. Don't you move my stuff.
All right. So next on our open mic.
Open mic.
Rian Johnson is bringing back someone special to Vibe.
Right. Where did I do that? Where was it coming from?
I don't know.
Oh, from this. Yes. Carry on.
So... Rian Johnson's open to bringing back old characters, including Bob's favorite. Jar Jar.
Misa Jar Jar Binks.
So, how will you feel about...
Misa and Big Doo-Doo right why now.
How will you feel about Rian Johnson bringing back Jar Jar in the new trilogy?
As long as he has a point. As long as there's a point. But, I mean, I think we already got our
He's conclusion. Open about it. He's not saying he's bringing it back. He's open about it.
But why wouldn't he be open about it? He was the key to all things in the prequel, you know? So, why not bring his character back and make his character do justice? Pause that. There you go. Sorry. So, Juancho gives me...
it's a tingle.
Juancho gives me website articles that have, like, all these different... Ads on them that play automatically.
Where is this article coming from, Bob?
It's coming from polygon.com.
Yahoo.com.
Yes, it is a Yahoo. So he did. He's honoring my Yahoo commitment by doing this.
Exactly. So I'm hope Rian Johnson does good with Jar Jar. I do miss him a lot in the screens.
Well, of course, he's referring to his secret trilogy that he's working on. So. But if he's open to bring back old characters, then it's not going to be the Old Republic. It's probably going to be like a tangential relationship to probably the original series, true. You know, the original trilogy. So that's what I'm seeing. Again, I didn't like Jar Jar Binks.
I love me some Jar Jar.
You know, at all. Salty. But if you bring him back within a capacity, make him a sympathetic character, or if you, for the love of God, if you make that fan theory true about Darth Jar Jar, I would flip my load. If you guys made that canon, because it makes so much sense and it would just justify his character on so many different levels, it'd be great. It'd be just so great.
You know who's doing great?
Who's doing great?
The crybabies.
They're not doing great if they're crybabies.
Well, they're now gonna be happy because EA has finally made them happy.
How so?
EA.
Drop that coin drop. This article is coming from coindrop.com.
No, coin. -drop.com. There's a dash on the top.
Well, that's not my fault. I'm looking at that right there.
Okay, coindrop.com. Powered by adult gamers. This is a very sensual podcast.
Very sensual. I'm my nipples are
Star Wars hard. New Star Wars Battlefront 2's new update is catering to the crybabies. The article says, I get it. EA and DICE are still in hot waters over Battlefront 2. However, this new update is just unnecessary and is catering to the loudest crybabies. It makes sense EA and DICE got some most ridiculous backlash in recent game history, and even though they're listening and they have updated the game to fix pressing issues with many still playing, people are upset. Even though our review makes it quite clear with more than enough evidence to prove that the majority of the claims are false or misleading at best. This new update, which sees credit pays out for match vastly increased, is not only unnecessary, but it's just caring to the crybabies. Vibe? Mm-hmm. They listen to the crybabies.
Well,
how do you feel?
You know what did they say, when you reward bad behavior, you only invite more bad behavior? So since EA addressed the original backlash, now anybody with any criticism is just going to go out there and start yelling about it to get some change. So I agree with what they're saying, is that the major issue might have been solved, but now that you conceded to one group that's yelling loud enough, then everyone's gonna start yelling, and EA wants to win back good favor now, so they're gonna, even if they say they want Darth Vader to have a bit of red in his eyes, they're gonna do it because in the next update, because they wanna win back
and the good graces of the fans. Here's one of the updates. And before, you will see 200 to 350 credits per match and 5 to 10 crafting parts per daily crate. Now you see anywhere from 500 to 750 credits per match and up to 20 crafting parts for daily loot crate. That means you will be able to unlock all heroes in about roughly 10 hours and start spending your credits on loot crates to create crafting parts to build star cards at an enormously faster rate.
So they just made they just put the game on standard easy mode.
Yeah, pretty much. EA, it's
so,
in your wallet.
So it says there. So there's almost no challenge anymore.
Yeah, that's it.
And so,
but here's the thing: there's no challenge. Okay, but you still have to play players versus players. It's a multiplayer game. It's not a, well, I know it has a campaign, but if you lose, I'm pretty sure you're not going to be awarded that many credits. Let's say you lose, you get 500. Okay. If you win, you get 750. So if your team is rocking left and right, that means you're doing something good.
Okay.
You know what's rocking? You know what's rocking? I'm on point with my transitions. UFC 18. So and Twitch.
That transition sucked.
You know what? Leave me alone. On Saturday, this past weekend, UFC 18 debuted, and it was a fight. Aldo versus some guy. I don't remember his name.
So how come we didn't?
I don't know.
We didn't all meet up like we usually do.
I don't know what happened.
What happened to that?
Anyway,
we usually meet
Holloway
up.
Holloway versus Aldo.
Darth Flex.
So what happens is, you know, in Twitch you can't stream anything live.
I know nothing about Twitch.
You can't promote, like, let's say you can't promote a football game or anything like that. That's live. Just can't. That's just something. A player was able to get by for the whole fight of Aldo versus Holloway by putting himself as he's playing, acting like he's playing a game, and the aerial fight is going in the back. UFC 3 just is going to be debuted. So they're probably thinking this is how the game's going to be. So let me give you a preview. Ready? Here we go.
Pop, 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 pop. Never see him wind up, throw everything into it. Just a block. Pop to the body.
So this guy basically green screened himself in the background, and he's pretending to play the actual UFC match.
Max Holloway lured him into a slump.
That is so funny. I'm sorry. That is the funniest thing ever. Okay, so basically what I'm saying is that, so you have a player on Twitch, he's green screened himself into the background of the actual fight. He's got a controller in his hand and headphones on his head, and he's pretending like he's playing the game that he's watching, which is a live UFC fight. It is so friggin' funny. You guys gotta check it out. It's How to Get Away with Streaming a UFC event on Twitch. So Google that and you'll see it on YouTube. The clip is there. It's only 23 seconds, but it's the funniest thing.
Funniest 23 seconds.
It's hilarious.
Ever.
It's a really good green screen. Like, you can't even tell.
No,
you must have a really good setup.
Well, Twitch, you can actually get nice crisp looks.
Really?
For green screen, yes.
Okay,
that's why. Yeah.
Because this is really crisp.
All Twitch games, as long as you have a nice crisp, the screen is very crisp.
This is really crisp.
Like, very crisp.
Like, you can see, like, this part here would usually be greened out.
Yeah, exactly.
This is crisp. Yeah. This is well done. You need to get on that Twitch sun.
I want to. So, you know who wants to get on it? Ryan Reynolds.
I know what you're trying to do with these transitions. It's not vibing with me. You get that?
You know,
vibing.
I don't like vibing because I don't like vibe from Flash. Okay, this is a separate point. Separate episode. Ryan Reynolds will be...
I don't like Juancho from Narcos, but you don't see me saying anything.
Savage. Ryan Reynolds will play Pikachu in a live-action Pokemon movie. Pikachu Detective.
WTF. What is he? What do you mean he's gonna play Pikachu? What does that mean? Pikachu only ever says Pika Pika.
Well, have you ever played the Pikachu Detective game?
Now, what are you doing?
I don't know. I'm trying to play the trailer. Kid.
Oh, sweet Lord, help us. What is this?
Wait, everybody's all done. This is the detective. See, I'm just showing live a gameplay. So the game is basically Pikachu is a detective. And I guess he's gonna be talking.
This never came to the States.
No. Wait.
Did they?
Someone's at the door.
Keep doing the thing.
As Vibe is opening the door, he's letting Darth Flex inside. He looks bald. Pretty bald.
It's cancer.
Jesus. It's a family podcast.
So, Detective Pikachu.
So Detective Pikachu is going to be quite interesting take on the Pokemon movies.
Oh my god, I played it again. Okay, I don't know about that. I don't know why they would choose that to be the first live action. But where did you put the thing?
That's what she said.
Oh my god. Where is it?
We might have to go through that.
Forget you.
To the word. No,
okay.
No, we go through Ward.
Go through Ward? Word?
Yes, word. So, remember,
let you guys know that Darth Flex is in the
Flex
building.
Is in the house.
He's in the building. He's here for the other film sessions. Just so you guys know,
Darth Flex, come and
Darth
say
Flex,
hi.
Why don't you come say hi to the people?
Yeah, the camera.
It's both camera. We're podcasting. He's not even sure.
He doesn't even know what to do anymore.
Hey,
hey.
7 months.
7 months. So,
it's receding.
It is. It looks good. Looks good. Looks good. Proud of you, Rogaine Freeman. So I don't know how I feel about that being the first
Live action?
Live action. I don't think it's going to go very well.
Not only by, like, live action,
nor can I see Ryan Reynolds' voice coming out of Pikachu.
But here's the thing. Pokemon as a whole, we're going to get a new Pokemon game on Switch, and we have a Pokemon live action. So I'm pretty sure now the Pokemon craze is finally settled down, and you're going to start seeing more of this.
There's my example. It says, wait, what's Detective Pikachu? Great Detective Pikachu is a video game released in Japan, and only in Japan, mm-hmm. 2016. You may play as a regular kid walking around trying to solve mysteries, only you're accompanied by a Pikachu, who can now talk and wear Sherlock Holmes' hat. So, here's the thing. They're going to be marketing a live-action...
my dear.
They're marketing a live-action version of a game that's never come to the States. Why do they think that there's going to be an interest in this?
Because it's Pikachu. Just like he talked in the Pokemon I Choose You movie, where he goes to Ash. I just want to be with you.
But did he sound like Ryan Reynolds?
No, you know, he sounded like this.
Chimichangas and all that stuff. I can't see it. I don't know. Guys,
Pika Pika.
I'd love to hear what you guys think
Pika
about this.
Pika Pika.
I'd love to hear what you guys think about this when it comes to Ryan Reynolds' voice coming out of Pikachu. I don't think, unless they're gonna auto-tune his voice, I'm pretty sure
that's not the only thing that's gonna come out of Ryan Reynolds.
What?
I don't know. I was trying to do a transition to Pokemon Go update.
Okay, do we have an article for that?
Yes, it's in the next one.
It's already there, so what are you going back to the thing for?
I don't know. So, Pokemon Go update adds more 3-gen Pokemon real-world weather effects. That's it. That's the update. All of that talks about the what you said.
This is coming from Polygon.com, and he's not saying anything else. Would you read something?
Last time I read, you make fun of me every time I read.
I never make fun of you. Well, I try and help
Dark
you out.
Dark Flex makes fun of me when I read.
It's good for your enunciation and pronunciation.
They are 53rd-gen Pokemon
sure
to collect.
I'm sure our audience knows that English is Juancho's third language. So
which is my second one.
He does, huh?
Which is my second one.
We can't say that on a family podcast.
There are 50 more 3rd-gen Pokemon collected in Pokemon Go as it's the latest update. And with them comes an entirely new game mechanic. Niantic has added a dynamic weather system which impacts the kinds of Pokemon you can find and battle buffs you'll receive based on the weather you like outside. Well, weather's like outside. So that's pretty interesting. You know, you're trying to catch a Pokemon and all of a sudden it's like 50 degree weather. Yeah, you might find an Articuno. That's pretty cool. Or in a thunderstorm out of nowhere, you have a Zapdos. Or a Pikachu. Or a... That's it. I don't know. What other Pokemon related to weather?
Moltres? I don't know.
That's too early.
What's too early?
If you're in California, you probably see a Moltres.
Oh, too soon. You know what? You should apologize.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
For Moltres?
I'm sorry for Moltres. Nice.
So after this podcast, we're going to be doing our Jurassic Park reaction video.
Yes, please check that out. It's going to be on YouTube or Vive Studios.
Dark Flex is going to give you some flexing tips of how to correctly flex in the gym. So stay tuned to that.
What?
I don't know. Just trying to.
But it's $50 an hour.
He said it's $50 an hour. All right. So
our last topic of the day, which is the most serious topic of all.
Man, this is a short podcast.
Disney reportedly close to buying X-Men Film Studio.
Oh my
20th
God,
Century
no.
Fox. This has been updated on GameSpot.com. In the new report from CNBC, it's revealed that Disney and 21st Century Fox are close to striking a deal that will see that Walt Disney Company purchase the entire entertainment company and man of its assets. Though, there has yet to be any sort of official announcement, and executives are keeping quiet on the matter. CNBC says a deal could be revealed as early as next week. GameSpot's original story follows. So the article will then explain how Disney and 20th Century Fox are trying to get their deal going on. Vibe feels very negative about this. I do understand where Vibe is coming from, but as a fan, I would love to see some of these characters be in Marvel Studio, but I do see the understanding of where Vibe comes in, where he's going to explain to you how he feels. And I do back him up on that point, because Disney's taking over the world. Well, we already knew that was going to happen. But is this the right move for Disney?
The right move for who? For Disney? Absolutely. For a business standpoint? Absolutely. From a fan standpoint? Probably. But from a real-world practical standpoint, this is a disaster for entertainment content. It's a disaster. Now,
I know you say it's a disaster, but do you mean that it's a disaster because we're not going to be... We're only going to be now controlled by what
diversity,
we see by
Disney? Diversity is what drives change, innovation, creativity. If you keep consolidating your creativity, then it's going to be one voice or one group of voices. You're not going to get that diverse experience, especially with entertainment. Plus, you're monopolizing the entertainment network. You have Disney is already a brand name by itself. Then it took Marvel when Marvel started getting good. Yeah. Then it took Lucasfilm when Lucasfilm has bringing that back. If you take Fox and all that stuff from Fox, okay?
Let me read a paragraph from this article. An acquisition by Disney could also see the companies taking over FX, the National Geographic Cable Network.
Yeah, more TV.
CNBC reports. It will, however, not include the Fox Broadcast Network. Disney owns ABC and is only allowed to own one TV network. So they're owning studios, I guess, or I guess programming, I guess, how would you call those?
You think that they're going to buy Fox and not the TV station and not have some kind of influence? It won't be direct, but it will be there.
But here's the thing. They own ABC. ABC and Fox are each other's competitors.
Exactly.
So they're buying a branch of Fox?
Right.
So how do you think this is going to spill over to Fox, the network itself?
Nothing. It's still going to go fine. They're going to have a hand in Fox. They're not going to... It's not going to be official.
I think...
But they're going to have a hand in Fox.
I think Disney is getting power hungry. Extremely power hungry, especially with all the money they're making from Star Wars films and Marvel films. They look at what they did to Netflix. They backed out on their deal. They said, you were done. We're going to open our Netflix. And we're going to give Netflix a run for the money. Give a shorter...
And that's what they're saying.
A less expensive streaming network.
Some people say that what Disney is doing is to compete with Netflix, as Netflix is spending a crap ton of money on original content, and it's really kind of taken down the cable networks. That this is Disney's response by acquiring more properties to then be able to squeeze either Netflix by the nuts or to create their own streaming service to compete.
Correct. Now, how will this play to net neutrality based on in all play, especially with streaming services? The net neutrality votes, I think, was delayed, so we still don't have the result yet for that.
Right.
But all of that in one toll will play a toll. It'll take effect somehow in a negative way.
I mean, net neutrality is a separate concept to Disney's acquisition of potentially Fox, but it still plays to the same concept that you are. There's potential censorship in the future. The more, once you have a monopoly or once you have certain laws enacted, you are going to find abuses. You are going to find people that say, well, if this doesn't reflect my values. All right, speaking purely as Director Jason, there's many web series that I have produced for this studio that I don't agree with, that I don't really like. But who am I to say that there is no audience for this,
girls.
For this particular brand? You see what I'm trying to say? So I'm an open-minded producer when it comes to that, but these exec heads, they're not like that. They don't have necessarily the open mind to take risks. They will go with a safe bet. Sequels, reboots, and they'll shy away or censor certain concepts that would have been made otherwise with a diverse array of studios.
There was an article, I don't remember why would Disney acquire, but there's more to than just 20th Century Fox and acquiring, because a lot of these articles are like X-Men, property rights to Star Wars.
They're only focusing on entertainment side. Of course, there was an article
as to why they were picking up 21st Century Fox. It's not out there yet because it still hasn't been disclosed.
Right.
But as soon as we know, we'll get you guys back out and let you guys know. Hey, this is the reason what's happening. And we'll have a better discussion about it.
Debate.
In a family podcast.
Okay. Well, I'd like to thank you guys for listening.
I'm very proud of you.
Why?
34 minutes and we did not even say one bad word.
We didn't. Not necessarily, but we're still going to be censored. Wait.
Out of all the toys that we mentioned earlier, which one do you think Darth Flex is going to love the most?
Oh, my God.
Do you think he's going to love the hand? It's not called a hand solo. It's called hand solo penetrable.
Yeah,
that's going to be Darth Flex toy.
Yeah, the hand solo penetrable. Interesting. What's going on? Guys, thanks for tuning in. It's another short one. We have a lot going on today, but we're going to be back up and running. We did have a minor studio issue when we upgraded to the Adobe CC 2018 suite. It kind of ruined the template that I had for this, and that's the reason why we couldn't do it. And we're kind of squeezing it in, as she said, on Saturday before filming. So we'll be back to normal form with a full hour and a half next Wednesday again. And last words, Juancho?
Nothing. Everything's it's been a short week. You know, we'll get you guys updated on more news back on Wednesday again. We're back on a regular day once again. And guys, remember something. To like us, share us, all on the social medias. We're going to start off by saying the Instagram and Twitter. Geek Bros. That's GEEKBR0S. That's both for the Instagram, the Twitter,
and the Facebook.
And the Facebook.
That's the best places. Don't forget that there's plenty more Vibe Studio content where you want.
So much.
That's VibeRevStudios.com. VibeRevStudios. All your Geek Bros and all web series in general.
And
check us out. Don't forget to email us
at geekbros@outlook.com.
Again, we still love to hear what's going on. What you guys think about net neutrality. We would love to hear what you guys think about
Disney's
acquisition. Send us some comments. Let's discuss it. And email us. We'll read it on the air. We'll actually have a discussion.
And
you might be surprised.
And where's the first place they'll be able to listen to us?
WibbyGeeksPC.com. The first place to hear weekly episodes of Keeping Up the Geek
and
Bros.
And streaming on iTunes Podcast, Google Play Podcast, and Stitcher. Future will be...
And then, of course, the video recap.
On YouTube.
Which comes a couple of days later. Not a week later anymore. I do it a couple of days later.
Probably so. You do the same day I post it, technically. I've noticed that. Good job, Vibe.
Give me a Facebook. I do get it readied in the same day you post it, but I just can't keep it there.
This is Juancho. So,
this is Vibe.
And remember, guys, geeking out never sounded so good. I love y'all.
Keeping up with the Geek Bros.